Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the book of Yehoshua. We are learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. And we are starting chapter 15 of Yehoshua, in which we learn about the Goral, the portion of Shevet Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, which will have, as we've said, cities of Shimon within it. I'm going to post on the WhatsApp chat a graphic that I have that gives a map of the portions in Israel assigned to the different Shvatim, to the different tribes. I'm not entirely okay with some of its nuances, as I hope to mention as we go along. I'm okay with the Yehuda ones. There are a couple of nuances as we get to some of the other Shvatim, some of the other tribes. Now, Yehuda's boundary is fascinating, both in terms of the southern edge and the northern edge. So that even though I mentioned a while back, I'm not going to be reading each sentence of the descriptions of the boundaries where it talks about this city and that city and enumerates whole lists of cities. Nonetheless, certainly when we talk about Yehuda, we'll be sticking pretty close to the text because, the boundaries are very interesting. Yehuda has basically the southern portion of Eretz Yisrael west of the Yarden, of the land of Israel. Meaning your southern boundary is the southern boundary of Israel. Your northern boundary is all the way up at Yerushalayim. And you're running clear out to the west and east at the Yarden. So this is a very large portion of Eretz Yisrael and very significant in terms of determining external boundaries of the land of Israel. And that's really key, obviously. So for today, I think we're really going to focus on the southern boundary. I don't think we're going to get anywhere beyond that because there's just a lot to say. So if you look in the beginning of Perek Tezvav, chapter 15, Vayhi ha-goral le-matei b'nei Yehuda le-mishpechosam, the lottery fell to the tribe of Yehuda by family, El-Givul Edom Midbar Tzin Negba Mikitzei Teman. The boundary of Edom being the descendants of Esav who Edom, the Torah tells us, Midbar Tzin in the south, the edge of Teman. Teman is a word that we use also for south. Negev and Teman are both words that we use for south. Neither of them originate in words for south, I believe. Negba, from the term, lenagev, magevet, something that is dry because it's a desert. And Teman, because it is on your east, it's on your right. When you face east, then the south is on your right. So Yamin, Teman. In any case, these are both terms for the south. That's where this is, boundary of the land of Edom. Vayhi lahem gevul Negev. And it was for them the boundary of Negev, mikitzei Yam HaMelach, from the edge of Yam HaMelach, the Dead Sea. Min halashon hapone Negba, from the tongue of it that turns south. In other words, the southern tip of the Dead Sea is a boundary point. Now, the way it sounds here, it's the first boundary point, meaning if you wanted to know where does the boundary of Israel go from the eastern side to the southern side, where is the vertex, where is the pivot? The answer is the southern tip of the Dead Sea. V'yotza el mi Negev, and then it turns towards the south, l'male akrabim, to a place called male akrabim, v'avar tzina, and it crosses to tzin, v'ala mi Negev l'kadesh barneya, and it ascends from the south to Kadesh Barneya. You may remember Kadesh Barneya is supposed to be where the Jews are when they send the Meraglim. V'avar chetzron, it crosses to chetzron, v'ala adara to adar, v'nasam ha-karka to karka, v'avar atzmona, it crosses to atzmon, v'yatza nachal mitzrayim, and it goes out to nachal mitzrayim. V'yutotzos ha-gvul yama, and the edges of the border are west, ze yalochem gvul negev, that is your southern border. So that's supposed to be from Yam HaMelach, the southern edge of the Dead Sea, to something called Nachal Mitzrayim. We have to define what that is. And then it goes on to give you the eastern boundary from Yam HaMelach up to the Yarden and working your way north. But we have enough to deal with in terms of the southern boundary, because none of this is clear. Your starting point for what is not clear is this business of the southern tongue of the Dead Sea. Because the southern tongue of the Dead Sea, the southern edge of the Dead Sea, has actually shifted over the years. It hasn't been static. Just in the past 100 years, we've seen shifts of 370 to 400 meters in its height. When the height of the water changes, then that also means that the extent of the sea, the area it covers, is going to change as well. Because as it fills up, then naturally it spreads to cover more ground. When it goes down, that also means that it shrinks in terms of its lateral width. This rising and falling of the sea, by the way, is not only due to the salt works, as is noted in various writings on this issue. It's just there is a fluctuation in it. So if you were to read Josephus in War of the Jews 8:4, he writes, the nature of the lake Asphaltitis is the Dead Sea, is also worth describing. He says the length of this lake is 580 furlongs. Okay. Unless you're into horse racing, I'm not sure how much a furlong is. But he says, and this is the key point for us, where it is extended as far as Tsoar in Arabia, and its breadth is 150. The country of Sodom borders upon it. The key is that he says that it extends south to Tsoar in his day. So archaeologists think that is a place called Kfar Tsafi or Gor Tsafi, which is significantly east of today's southern tip of Yam HaMelech. So when we say that Yehoshua is telling us that the southeast vertex of the land of Israel is the southern tip of Yam HaMelech, we don't actually know where that is. But the confusion does not end there. By the way, I don't remember which translation I used for War of the Jews. I wrote that up a long time ago. In any case, we have one problem then fixing the southeast corner. Then we are told that the boundary runs from there to Ma'ale Akrabim and then crosses to Tzin. So where is Ma'ale Akrabim? So today, Ma'ale Akrabim is a place 45 kilometers southwest of the Dead Sea. But that doesn't mean that that's where their Ma'ale Akrabim was. Generally, I think we assume that where there's been residents in an area continuously, the place names today are not that far from the original place names. But I can't say anything definitive. Rashi in Bamidbar, in Parshas Maaseh, thinks that Ma'ale Akrabim is actually northwest of the end of the Dead Sea. So if you're picturing your map, you're actually having your not only your easternmost point, but your southernmost point at the end of the Dead Sea. The problem is that the Torah's language, Parshas Maaseh, and the language here in Yehoshua really don't sound like that. In Parshas Maaseh, it said, "V'nasav ha'gavul minegev l'ma'ale akrabim," the boundary turns from the south to Ma'ale Akrabim. Now, maybe that's not definitive. You could still make the argument that what Rashi is saying, that it's northwest of Yam HaMelech, is okay. But listen to what it says in Yehoshua. It says, V'yatza el minegev l'ma'ale akrabim. It goes out to the south, to Ma'ale Akrabim. It really sounds like it's extending south. Not only that, Reb Chaim Knievsky, in his Derech Emuna on the Rambam and Hilchos Trumos, Aleph Zion, it is note Kuf Samach if you wanted to look it up, he says, Ma'ale Akrabim can't be too far south of the position. He says it is south of, but it can't be too far south of the positions of the southern Yam HaMelech and on the western side, Nachal Mitzrayim, because of the Torah's language for the border, meaning the language that the Torah uses, right, and the boundary turns and the boundary extends, does not sound like this is going to be due south of Yam HaMelech. It sounds like it has to be extending west. So on the one hand, I've got Rashi saying Ma'ale Akrabim is northwest of the end of the Dead Sea. That's difficult. That's hard. It really should be southwest. Number two, it can't be too close in terms of being south of Yam HaMelech, because that wouldn't really work either. The Torah sounds like you're heading west in order to get there. Rabbi Yosef Efrati makes the same point, as does Rav Korin. I think his first name is Zalman, but I'm not 100% sure. In Din Shvius Beshatach HaArava, they both say it can't be too far south of the southern edge of Yam HaMelech. It can't be too directly south, I should say, of the southern edge of Yam HaMelech, because the Torah is presenting Yam HaMelech as the southernmost point on the eastern boundary. If Malei Akrabim were directly south of that, then it would be along the eastern edge. So basically what you end up with is a conclusion from Rav Korin that if you were to draw a 45-degree line heading southwest from Yam HaMelech, Malei Akrabim would have to be north of that line. Otherwise, it would be considered part of the eastern boundary of the land of Israel. So we're getting somewhat of a picture of where Malei Akrabim is. Unlikely for it to be northwest of the end of the Dead Sea, much more likely for it to be southwest and not too far east, or will be part of the eastern boundary. Now, Rabbi Chiyo Michal Tukachinsky, who was a great writer on all matters halachic in the 20th century, so in his Eretz Yisrael, Chavav Beis, he gives you a remarkable idea. He says that Malei Akrabim is near Eilat. One of the classic questions about the boundaries of the land of Israel is, how far south is the Negev really supposed to extend? So he argues Malei Akrabim is down near Eilat, 140 kilometers south of Yam HaMelech. He points out Rav Sadji Gaon, back in the early 10th century, was quoted in the Sefer Tevuot HaAretz. Tevuot HaAretz is not from that period, but Tevuot HaAretz quotes Rav Sadji Gaon, who lived end of the 9th century, beginning of the 10th, as saying that Malei Akrabim is a place called Aqaba. Now, Aqaba is on the northern tip of the Yamsuf, the northern tip of the Dead Sea. So the argument is, and Rav Tukachinsky quotes this in his Eretz Yisrael, as well as his Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, he says, that's Malei Akrabim. It's the northern tip of the Yamsuf. Rav Korin is apoplectic. He says, that's not possible. He says, first of all, just in terms of where Eilat is in relation to the Yam HaMelech, once again, that would make it so far south of Yam HaMelech as compared to how far west it is, that it really should be called part of the eastern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, he says, we have a system for calculating the southern boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and it's a little bit complicated. We'll say a little bit about it now. If you look at the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge, when the Jews are told to define them, they're told, V'shilashta es gevul artzacha, you should divide up the land of Israel into thirds. It really means into fourths. And the idea is that your cities of refuge are equidistant from each other, and at the northern and southern end, they're equidistant from the boundaries of Israel. Meaning, if you were to take the distance from the northern boundary of Israel to the first city of refuge, that would be the same distance as from the first city of refuge to the second city of refuge, working your way south, and from there to the third one heading south, and from there to the southern boundary of Israel. You have three that are in a line going north-south, and your distances are all equal. And if that's true, says Rav Korin, then projecting the distance from the southernmost Ir Miklat, the southernmost city of refuge, to the southern boundary, you don't get anywhere near Eilat. And he says there are more problems. We have texts that say that the land of Edom is on the boundary of Yamsuf. That means that the land of Israel is not on the boundary of Yamsuf. And he says, you misunderstood what Rav Sadji Gaon wrote. What Rav Sadji Gaon wrote is, he translated Malei Akrabim as Aqaba Akrabim. Not because he was saying this is the place called Aqaba, but because the word Aqaba in Arabic is Ma'alei. So Malei Akrabim becomes Aqaba Akrabim. He's not identifying it with a place called Aqaba. He has much more. The bottom line is, he says, there's no way that the biblical boundary of Eretz Yisrael is Eilat. It's simply not so. What it becomes after that is a different story, but the biblical boundary cannot be that far south. So what we know right now is that the southeast corner of Eretz Yisrael is the southern tip of Yam HaMelech, but we don't know exactly where it is. And then you go west from there to Malei Akrabim. We think, unlike Rashi, that you're going somewhat southwest, but you can't be going too far south because then you would really be redefining the eastern boundary of the land. So it is south and west of Yam HaMelech. We do not know exactly where other than having a place today that's 45 kilometers southwest of the Dead Sea. What we're still going to need to do is discuss the western end of that southern boundary, which is Nachal Mitzrayim. What is Nachal Mitzrayim? Is it the Nile or is it Wadi al-Arish? So hopefully we'll do that on Sunday.